Since 2020, we have seen many industrial policy blueprints unveiled by the G20 nations, including the United States CHIPS and Science Act, China's Made in China, MIC, 2025 Initiative, and the European Union's Green Deal Industrial Plan. From an impressive $53 billion in incentives under the CHIPS and Science Act offered by the U.S. to firms building chip factories to a whopping $1.4 trillion invested in the MIC 2025 Initiative, the landscape of global industrial production is changing. In South Asia, New Delhi has experimented with a myriad of industrial policies, one of which is a DCR, domestic content requirements, scheme that requires component parts for certain projects to be manufactured locally. This gives a huge advantage to domestic manufacturers in public procurements. Under the DCR, if an Indian government department floats a tender to purchase consumer electronic devices, say 500 laptops, there is a built-in preferential treatment for domestic suppliers. If the lowest bid comes from a foreign supplier, only 50% of the work order is issued to that supplier, and the remaining 50% is awarded to the lowest bidder among domestic players. It is a creative and unique instrument for transferring subsidies to domestic manufacturers through public procurements. Besides India, we note that many European and Western countries like Canada, the US as well as China, have some variant of local content incentive policy in public procurements. The DCR is, in fact, one of the top 10 industrial policies used by high-income countries besides other policies such as state loan, trade finance, and financial grants. Similarly, India designed production-linked incentives, PLIs, to transfer huge subsidies to domestic industries during the COVID era. In the past 5 years, the subsidies enjoyed by large-scale electronics manufacturing sector alone have topped 39,000 crore rupees, with total outlay under PLI exceeding $22.6 billion since 2020. However, these industrial policies that help to boost domestic production don't guarantee their translation into increased exports, and India's exports as a share of GDP have fallen. This is due to over-protectionist policies such as high import duties and localization requirements. With no access to cheaper intermediate inputs due to policy barriers, we note that manufacturers can't scale up and hence compete with expensive exports. India is the only nation in the Southeast Asian region of industrialized nations that has tariffs in double digits, a policy that has deterred the boost to exports. However, India's pro-business approach has helped in some import substitution and has reduced the import bill, but its industrial policies have not been able to increase competitiveness. In contrast, the U.S. used targeted subsidies under Biden's CHIPS and Science Act to incentivize foreign companies to build fabs in Arizona, along with a threat of tariffs if foreign suppliers fail to do so.